The Science of Getting Rich, Attracting Financial Success Through Creative Thought, by Wallace D. Wattles, read by Beau Bridgewater. Chapter 6, How Riches Come to You. When I say that you do not have to drive sharp bargains, I do not mean that you do not have to drive any bargains at all, or that you are above the necessity for having any dealings with other people. I mean that you will not have to need to deal with them unfairly. You do not have to get something for nothing. You can give to every person more than you take from him. You cannot give a person more in cash value than you take from him, but you can give more in use value than the cash value of the thing you take from him. The paper, ink, and other material in this book may not be worth the money you paid for it, but if the ideas in this book bring you thousands of dollars, you have not been wronged by those who sold it to you. They have given you a great use value for a small cash value. Let us suppose that I own a picture which in any civilized community is worth thousands of dollars. I take it to Baffin Bay and, by salesmanship, induce an Eskimo to give a bundle of furs worth $500 for it. I have really wronged him because he has no use for the picture. It has no use value to him. It will not add to his life. But suppose I give him a gun worth $50 for his furs. Then he has made a good bargain. He has use for the gun. It will get him more furs and much food. It will add to his life in every way. It will make him rich. When you rise from the competitive to the creative plane, you can scan your business transactions very strictly. If you see that you are selling a person anything which does not add more to his life than the thing he gives you in exchange, you can afford to stop it. You do not have to beat anybody in business. And if you are in a business which does beat people, get out of it at once. Give every person more in-use value than you take from him in cash value. Then you are adding to the life of the world and every business transaction. If you have people working for you, you must take from them more in cash value than you pay them in wages. But you can organize your business so that it will be filled with the principle of advancement. Thus, each employee who wishes to do so may advance a little every day. You can make your business do for your employees what this book is doing for you. You can conduct your business so that it will be a ladder for which every willing employee may climb to riches himself, and it is not your fault if he does not accept the opportunity. Even though you can cause your riches to come out of the formless substance which permeates all of your environment, it does not follow that your fortune will immediately take shape from the atmosphere and come into being before your eyes. If you want a sewing machine, for instance, I would suggest that before you impress the thought of a sewing machine on the thinking substance, you first make sure the image of the machine is clearly formed in your mind. If you want a sewing machine, hold the mental image of it with the most positive certainty that it is being made or is on its way to you. After once forming the thought, have the most absolute and unquestioning faith that the sewing machine is coming. Never think of it or speak of it without feeling confident that it will arrive. Claim it as yours. Claim it as already yours. It will be brought to you by the power of the Supreme Intelligence, acting upon the minds of men. If you live in Maine, it may be that a person will be brought from Texas or Japan to engage in some transaction which will result in your getting what you want. If so, the whole matter will be as much to the person's advantage as it is to yours. Do not forget for a moment that the thinking substance is in everything, communicating with everything, and able to influence everything. The desire of the thinking substance for more life and better living has caused the creation of all the sewing machines that have ever been made, and it can cause the creation of millions more. It will do so whenever people set it in motion by desire and faith and by acting in a certain way. You can certainly have a sewing machine in your house. You can have anything you want as long as you use it for the advancement of your own life and the lives of others. You need not hesitate about asking largely. It is your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom, said Jesus. The original substance wants to live as much as possible in you. It wants you to have all that you can or will use for the living of the most abundant life. Your faith becomes invincible if you fix upon your consciousness the fact that the desire you feel for the possession of riches is one with the desire of the supreme power for more complete expression. Once I saw a little boy sitting at a piano and vainly trying to bring harmony out of the keys. I saw that he was grieved and provoked by his inability to play real music. I asked him why he was unhappy, and he answered, "I can feel the music in me, but I can't make my hands go right." The music in him was the urge of the original substance containing all the possibilities of life. All that there is of music was seeking expression through the child. God, the one substance, is trying to live and do and enjoy things through humanity. He is saying, "I want hands to build wonderful structures, to play divine harmonies, to paint glorious pictures. I want feet to run my errands, eyes to see my beauties, tongues to tell mighty truths, and to sing marvelous songs." All that is possible is seeking expression through human beings. God wants those who can play music to have the instruments they need, to have the means to cultivate their talents to the fullest extent. He wants those who can appreciate beauty to be able to surround themselves with beautiful things. He wants those who can discern truth to have every opportunity to travel and observe. He wants those who can appreciate dress to be beautifully clothed, and those who can appreciate good food to be luxuriously fed. He wants all these things because he enjoys and appreciates them. It is God who wants to play and sing and enjoy beauty and proclaim truth and wear fine clothes and eat good foods. It is God that worketh in you to will and to do, said Paul. The desire you feel for riches is the infinite, seeking to express himself in you as he sought to find expression in the little boy at the piano. You need not hesitate to ask largely. Your part is to focus and express the desires of God. This is a difficult point with most people. They retain something of the old idea that poverty and self-sacrifices are pleasing to God. They look upon poverty as a part of the plan, as a necessity of nature. They have the idea that God has finished his work and has made all that he can make, and that the majority of humanity must stay poor because there is not enough to go around. People hold to this erroneous thought so much that they feel ashamed to ask for wealth. They try not to want more than a very modest competence, just enough to make them fairly comfortable. I recall now the case of one student who was told that he must see in his mind a clear picture of the things he desired so that the creative thought of them might be impressed on the formless substance. He was a very poor man, living in a rented house and having only what he earned from day to day. He could not grasp the fact that all wealth was his. Therefore, after thinking the matter over, he decided that he might reasonably ask for a new rug for the floor of his best room and an anthracite coal stove to heat the house during the cold weather. Following the instructions given in this book, he obtained these things in a few months. Then it dawned upon him that he had not asked enough. He went through the house in which he lived and planned all the improvements he would like to make in it. He mentally added a bay window here and a room there. He continued until it was complete in his mind as his ideal home, and then he planned its furnishings. Holding the whole picture in his mind, he began living in a certain way and moving toward what he wanted. He owns the house now and is rebuilding it according to his mental image. Now, with still larger faith, he is proceeding to get greater things. It has been unto him according to his faith, and it is so with you and with all of us.